everybody identifies themselves with something they've told people have told them they are, but that very thing is not you. You're not this certain race. You're not this certain attribute. You're not this certain sickness. You're not certain this. So when we're always talking about a being, we're talking about that which is beyond.
Yo, what's good, people? Welcome back to the podcast of all podcasts. I'm your host, Raven Paneri, and today we're back here again in this wilderness, in this nature, where the sun is hitting me while I'm in the shade, where I feel the breeze on my face, as we're drinking some juice and having some discussion about life. With my mate, my guy, the man himself, Mr. Nice Guy, Joe Banisha.
Today I'm all about Valencia Orange.
Ah! We're
nice
not sponsored.
Orange juice, man.
We're
nice
not sponsored.
Orange juice, man.
Nice though.
Yeah, man.
Me, I got the apple watermelon mint.
Nice.
Anywho,
juice.
How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing well, man.
Yeah.
After this juice, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling refreshed.
We've been
excited.
Re-energized? Alright. We re-energized for episode 4 of the series WTW model.
There we go, man.
The work to wealth model. Mm. Yeah. So, obviously, we posted, we've done 3 other videos. The first one being the 7 major areas of well-being. Second being the door of salvation and I am more, which then leads on to the I give more. And yeah, and now we're in the third room, which is
I have more.
And to break that all down, to give a description of all of that and give us a brief intro and everything, the man himself will take off. Joe Benicia, go ahead, tell the people what it is. Tell the people how it is.
We're in the room, man. We're in the room. This is a very intricate state. So we spoke about, if you haven't watched the last video, go watch the last video.
Oh yeah, watched all the previous videos before you watched it, because
it's
a series. 100%. So we won't go deep into the description because we've already done that in the past video, so go check that out. For now, we'll get directly into it, dive into it, get to the nitty-gritty of things. So take us away, take us into the third room, man.
So we've gone past the door of salvation, and door of salvation has led us to I am more, I give more, I have more. That's where we are right now.
And all of this affects the 7 major areas of well-being, harnessing and getting in touch.
Yeah.
And balancing all the 7 areas of major well-being, basically.
It is, and if just a quick summary of the 7 areas, you know the 7 areas, man, but now you should have them memorized. You know, it's your physical, your emotional, relationship, your time, your career, your finance, and your spiritual wealth.
Ah, 7 simple stuff.
Quick stuff.
But we tend to forget, or tend to not have awareness of, I guess.
Yeah. Sometimes people get lost and think everything is just one ball of things. But you can actually break it down into the 7 areas of your life and see which area am I struggling with, which area am I prospering. Without any further ado, let's talk about the state of today. I have more. So I have more, it's something, it's very intricate. And I always like to describe my rooms as rooms, meaning that you get to the door, and before you reach the door which says I give more, which says I have more, you must enter the password. And the password is always the previous state. So by being more, you can give more. By giving more, you can have more.
Simple stuff.
Because the last law that was actually there was the law of sowing and reaping from I give more. So the governing factor there was that you were to give and receive, which in a lot of culture, it came with the word karma, which people use all the time. It's, oh, that's karma's gonna follow you, man. Karma doesn't mean bad things or good things coming to somebody. the true meaning behind that word is actually from the sowing and reaping. And the sowing and reaping has nothing to do with the act of sowing and reaping, really. It's to do with the governing factor that it's your own doing. I think that's one thing we actually don't focus on as much as we should. You are more, so you give more. You give more, and then you have more. So I was talking about the aspect of karma, where it's, or the law of sowing and reaping, where people are focusing on the act, but really it's not about the act. It's to show you that it's you that's producing the outcome. From biblical aspect, is actually a verse that talks about, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And the idea behind that is that it's you. You are doing the doing. You are actually, yeah.
Bless you.
And the you that's speaking of, it's really, it's very difficult to really explain it. Because
got him there. Got him.
Bro, you got me, man.
I got him.
I'm trying to put it into
words.
He's
trying to be all fancy. Got him.
You got me, man. I'm trying to put it into words where people can actually capture it, because it's
simple,
so
sweet. Yeah.
It's so difficult to actually put it in. It's because when you say you're actually describing all the mask that's been added on top of you, meaning that all the attributes people are giving you, all the stuff people have said you are. So when people say, when someone says, I'm sick, you're not actually sick, you have sickness. Sickness is like a clothes, it's like clothes you're wearing. It's not really you. Yeah, it's really not you. It's not the true you. And everybody identifies themselves with something people have told them they are. But that very thing is not you. You're not this certain race, you're not this certain attribute, you're not the certain sickness, you're not certain this. So when we're always talking about a being, we're talking about that which is beyond. We're speaking on the level of the soul. Yeah, we're speaking about the level of the soul. Starting to identify yourself as deep within the soul, not as the body, but as the soul. And it gets a bit intricate and complex. I'll do another video on this too, and what the differences are and how it's applied in life. But in terms of what we're doing here is I have more. Has to do with, once you realize you can give more, then you can have more. Those who don't give can never have.
Okay.
It's a grand law. Those who don't give can never have. Well, not in a level of abundance anyway. Because someone might look at someone with $1 million and say, this guy's so greedy, but he's got so much money. Do you know what he had to sacrifice to get there? And sacrifice hasn't always been something positive. A large part of it is someone has put themselves in such a state of lack. Suppose a lot of people who are in businesses, for example, they cannot go to sleep at night. And they have to take pills after pill after pill after pill. You look at them for face front and you say, this guy's winning in life. But he can't sleep. How is he winning if he can't sleep at night?
Because of the mental stress and
he can't sleep.
The inner pain that you can't see that he's dealing with. That's very unique and individual to everyone.
And most people like that have realized that, what can money do for you? What can all this status, what can all this name and stuff do for you? Labels.
Yeah, I think Jim Carrey said that once, like, I wish people could have all the money in the world just to realize that it means nothing.
Bro, it's a very sad truth. But we're talking about becoming wealthy in 7 areas of your life. We're not talking about only trying to get one area, which is very common, where people focus all their focus on one area and master that area.
Because I'm pretty sure they understand, if you get that one area, that overflows into all the other areas. If you max out one area, eventually if you have money, you'll be emotionally fine. If you have money, your career is fine. Because you have a lot of money, you have a career from that. If you, that's fine, you're related.
Yeah.
Kind of.
I used to think that, but I don't think it overflows the way we think.
Really?
Nah. This is what the WTW model is really all about, because it's teaching us that the only thing that creates overflow is the first. It's a starter from the first law, right? after coming from the door of salvation, when you get to the state of I am more, that's the really triggering factor. This is what causes miracles of biblical proportion. The worth is always as a result of worth. Like the wealth is always a result of worth. And all these other stuff are getting triggered. The law of sowing and reaping is triggered by the law of assumption, which is a governing factor of IMO. The IMO is really the secret, right? If we talk about it in terms of what you were saying before, of somebody succeeding with wealth and thinking that that can overflow in other areas, well, most people that have wealth actually struggle in relationship. Haven't you realized that? It's a very common thing. A lot of the business women who make a ton of money struggle to find a partner.
Business women?
And a lot of businessmen who have a lot of money struggle to settle in a relationship. Yeah. That's the idea, the picture of, and the word gold digger came from. It's because... that's where the word gold digger came from. This is where the picture of gold digger and stuff came from, is because we started realizing, hold on, you can be succeeding in wealth and really put all your focus there, or succeeding in career, but you can suck at time, you can suck at time management, you can suck at relationship, you can suck in all sorts of areas. So mastering one area doesn't exactly flow in another area in that sense, but what it actually does is this: if you can, because I truly believe a lot of people have, I won't call it mastering an area, but they've achieved wealth in one area, right? Suppose I achieve wealth in my financial side. How many people can actually track back and see what caused replenishment? Which is what this I have more is all about. It's a law of replenishment. That's the law that governs that sector.
I see.
If you can track back the pattern and the very thing that causes the replenishment, then you can do it again. In another area, then you can do it again, because there's familiar attributes, familiar exams, familiar test life will test you with, that you can actually apply in different area. So for example, if you've successfully ran a business, let's put it this way: if you're a successful father and you learn how to father your child, listen to your child, how to bring the best out of them, how to get them to perform at best level, you can actually channel the same skill into business, because that's what is required for your employees. You must somehow become a father for your employees to truly blossom.
A father figure.
Yeah.
Right.
Because you have to treat your company like your family. And a lot of people don't realize that. So it's the same skill you get tested on both sides that you can actually transfer across. But you have people utilize that skill as a father at home, but then when they come in the workplace, they lose all that, thinking that it's a different road. No.
Good. Yeah, so are you saying the most successful businesses around the world are using the father figure aspect to run their business? Or are they not? Because I'm pretty sure I heard of certain business people don't follow that model, but they still thrive and still achieve the best.
Well, here's the reality. When we're saying about thriving and achieving the best, it comes down to what really is the picture of success.
Well, in a business aspect, what I'm aware of is its profit, right?
Well, that's the problem. This is where it's come down to, because people have lost sight of what a business is, right? Suppose the last video I talked about this aspect, and I think Simon Sinek actually emphasizes this aspect on some of his stuff in the channel. I talked about when we get to the state of I give more, what really gets someone in that state? It's a state of service, right? And the idea of service is this, is that I realize that I am more. So then when I am more, then I ask myself, what is it that I have that the world needs? I have a gift. A gift could be a product, could be a something. And so what am I doing? I'm taking that gift, utilizing it in a certain purpose, or putting it in use in a certain purpose, and that becomes what we call service. Service is always when someone takes a gift, puts it in application as in a purpose, and then it becomes a service, and people pay for service. The foundation of business is that, we get something we got as gift as a company, we utilize that, and we put it together in a purpose, so it's fixing a certain problem in the world, and that becomes a service, and people get paid for the service we're giving out to the world. So that's really what business comes down to. So now, it gets very tricky because people have lost sight of service, and people are purely starting businesses with the sole purpose of making money. Sole purpose of having more. They're trying to find a way to get from I give more to I have more without bypassing by the law. And
so
yes,
you see the interconnection everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so here's the tricky bit, because when you go from I give more to I have more, and you try to bypass the law, and try to do things through the back door, I like to call it, there's always a side effect. There's always a side effect. So suppose it's like if I cheat somebody. Suppose if you were to cheat somebody just so you can make money. The first thing that takes place is this: is that your conscience starts to speak to you. You know you cheated that guy. Yeah, you made $1 million, but you know you cheated. Now it becomes dirty money.
But money's money.
But here's the problem: dirty money takes away peace.
The soul aspect, eh?
So now it's risky business, because now you got to decide, right? What's better, peace of mind or the finance? And usually this kind of finance, you actually can't do much with it.
Oh, that's true.
Because there's a process called a locus. It's a system. It's a governing process that is installed in this world to steal from those who try to live these back road lives. And so you see it in people's family, where someone could be making $100,000, but when he looks at his bank account, he doesn't know where the money's gone. It came and he left. Nothing effective got done with it. Nothing productive got done with it. Nothing of use. And that's a result of the locust. The locust, it comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And well, he's been given that job. And it's an essential part of his job, because there is people trying to cheat the system.
Interesting.
And if you try to cheat the system, try to go from I give more to I have more without going past the natural process, which is the law of replenishment. And if you want to actually get a picture, because some of you might get lost of what I'm saying, study the story of a man called Job. From having, giving more and having more, everything is taken away from him. And then towards the end, he receives what we call replenishment. Why did he receive replenishment? Because he realized this very law, that he can't be cheated.
That's it. He can't be cheated.
You can't cheat this law. You will lose. Because why? Because it's like a rebound, it's a mirror effect, right? Whatever you do to another always returns to self, because the self is another. You don't do anything to another. You always do it to yourself. You can't cheat another. You can't cheat a system. You can't go behind bush. You can't, because the repercussion is so high. It is. You might gain money and look good in front of people, but then now you're overdosing every night and you can't sleep at night.
Yeah.
You look good to people, but you're struggling and suffering on the inside.
Damn.
You might go out and fight everybody and look big and tough, but on inside you're crying. Your soul is begging for help. Well, that's why a lot of people got into this alcohol and drug addictions. It's because they can't control their mind, and they're trying to control their mind. They can't put a control to it. Thoughts are running left, right, and center. It's because when you break a law, you get punished. The repercussion of breaking a law is crazy. And it's not even your physical law that you're going through this. These are the laws of the WTW model that I've put together for you guys, so you guys can actually see that when it comes to I am more, the law that governs that is the law of assumption. Whatever you assume is that very reality that takes place. When it comes to a give mode, it's the law of sowing and reaping. That one must sow and must reap because it's a mirror effect, it's a rebound.
So, to basically understand is like this whole WTW model is basically an observation of how life is.
Bro, it's a model of life, man.
Was and will be.
Always.
And you just, who you as a person have experienced it yourself.
Yeah.
And have just dotted it down and would like to share.
I've done all the work for the people, man. This is years and years.
All they have to do is what? Copy paste.
Bro, just copy paste, man. Don't try and rewrite the script.
Copy not copy paste his life. Just copy paste the WTW model, I guess.
Hey, yeah, I will. I ain't no perfect, but that's the whole point. But the WTW model helps me. Even I have to go through it again and again and again. I have to realize, okay, when I see a certain thing take place in my life, I gotta realize, which law did I break? How did I make use of the law of assumption? And for example, some of you might say, so many laws and so many things to process, I don't understand.
Hang on, I was thinking the same thing just now. Bro, there's so many laws, so many things. Like, are you legit gonna tell me that you sit there and read back, okay, I did this because of this event and this traced back to this person, okay, now what do I...
Well...
Look out, just for me saying that, it sounds so draining.
Yeah, it can actually be made more simple by using the word meaning. So, most of the time what we struggle with is actually to do with meaning. Because nobody ever knows the full truth of any story. I don't care if you were there, you witnessed it. Nobody ever knows the full truth of any story,
mm-hmm.
any incident. So, suppose you're applying for jobs and you actually can't get a job anywhere. Well, what is the first thing that's going to come to you? You must abide by law. What's the law? The law that's governing that area is the law of assumption. If you can assume that you are in that very moment, that which you desire to be, then truth be told, that will manifest in your life. So how does that look like? I had a whole year of my life where I actually couldn't get a job. I was in that situation. So I looked at that period of my life and I said, wow. Instead of me keep visualizing it and assuming that I can't get a job because I'm not smart enough or my degree is not good enough or all these excuses. These are assumptions that I was meditating on in my head. And these are assumptions you meditate. You think you're not good enough, that's why you're not getting hired. You think you can't speak well enough, that's why you're not confident. You think you can't do much, that's why you're not... Bro.
I'm just taking it all in. That's why I'm not saying anything, just letting the man speak, because he's saying something pretty heavy, you know? He's saying some pretty heavy stuff.
And
you're right, buddy.
Bro, I can go about this all day. And the reason why you are where you are is because you think. And every time someone says, I think, what is it they're doing? They're making an assumption. Just think about it. That's a law of itself. Every time you say, I think.
Yeah, right.
You're making an assumption because you will never know the full truth.
You're right.
Then we can actually look at it and say, look, what assumption have I made? Is the assumption leaning towards I am more? Or is it doing the quite opposite? Creating doubts. Is it producing self-love or is it producing doubt? Well, that links up to I give more and then I have more. And so I have more, to get to I have more, you have to really understand the first two clearly. Because I have more is really where the test begins, right? Because the feeling it produces is a lot of, it's a double meaning feelings, right? If you know the story of Job, he was in a place where he could deny God or he could realize that God is God. It's a gray area, it's a dark zone where you've given more to people. Now you feel like you have more, but you feel like you can have more, you can get more, but then you're also going through a period of like a gray area where you're not sure where your life is going, you're not sure where your relationship is going, you're not sure where your finance is going. And the first bit of I have more period before you can fully get to the point where you have more and you feel you're getting replenished by and getting abundant, you will be battling between whether to feel gratitude or ingratitude, whether to feel a sense of humility or a sense of pride. Is it because I give more that I'm better than everybody? Is it because I give more that I'm above everybody? This will be the battle in your head.
Okay.
Are you identifying yourself as separate to another?
I see. So basically everything you worked on so far from I give more, I have more. I am more, I give more. And the I, what is it?
I am more, I give more, I have more.
The I have more mindset is basically like the shaking of the tower to see if it's solid, if its foundation is true.
Yeah.
For you to truly withstand the test of time, in a sense, basically.
100%.
And that's why you go through those doubts of guilt versus pride and humility and so forth and so on.
Because the actual word replenishment has to do with refill. Just think about it. What does refill mean? It means, for example, I had a cup full, right? Which I figured out that I am or had a cup full. I give more. I've taken everything from the cup and I've given to another. And so the idea of sowing and reaping is that you give, you get, you give, you get. And then I have more before you get a full replenishment of who you are. What will happen is the cup gets completely empty, dry.
So in the I give more aspect, you're filling it up, taking it up, filling it up, taking it up, filling it up. But all of a sudden, in I have more mindset,
dry.
One day it goes dry.
Dry. And you cannot make sense of why it's going the way it's going. You can't make sense.
That's just
of it.
The natural state to the next moment for
it
you
is.
To completely have a endless flow of
abundance.
That's the wealth.
Yes,
that's basically where everything is.
Yes.
Okay.
But to get there, it will be a fair bit of battle, and that's the God against the devil kind of battle. That's your humility pride battle. That's your gratitude and ingratitude battle.
Heaven versus hell type battle.
Yeah. That's your I can see $0 in the bank, but I gotta say thank you. Can you do that? That's your my partner left me 5 times, but I still gotta say thank you. That's your I've been fired from my job 3 times, but I still gotta find love in it, love the situation, love the circumstances, say thank you.
Because I think as you watch all the previous videos and you come up to this point, you can see the picture. And as he's saying, the gratitudeness of in that situation where it looks dry, but you see it being lively. I guess it makes sense why you have to do that.
And a lot of entrepreneurs who build businesses know about the state, a dry state, where you're feeling like you're doing so much, but you feel like you're also not moving at all. But you know you shouldn't stop. You know you should keep going. And you're looking for signs to keep you going, right? And sometimes you get no sign at all. And you have to really dig deep into faith you have. It's really a test of faith, because if you're gonna get replenished, because the replenishment, the latter rain is always greater.
Uh-huh.
Always greater than the former. Meaning that which you had previously early on, the replenishment will always be double that or more. Mm. And so this is a period of exam and test. Testing the faith, testing your worth, testing your belief system, testing your vision, testing who you truly are.
As a person, as an individual living this life.
Yeah. And then some of the thoughts that will be wandering your mind is, you'll be wondering, deep down you know you're too good for what's going on, but you don't feel like it, you don't see it, right? I know some people that have dropped to such a level of dryness where they went from complete abundance to now they're begging people for fuel money and so forth. You know, man, stuff, I'm better than this. Damn, I can actually do more than this. I can reproduce more than that. I have the faith. I have this. Why can't I get it working? And this is going to be the battle between judgment of others and judgment of self. Because the judgment of self is just as bad as the judgment of others.
Damn. So it's basically just like just testing your character and everything you have.
100%.
Came up to this point, I guess. And damn, you already gave such like heaviness already. Me sitting here, that's why I've been quiet most of the times, because I'm kind of rethinking everything you've discussed from the I am more, I give more, do I have more? It's why the whole picture is just playing in my head, and I realized like, damn, I can't wait to see what you're gonna do in the seminar then. For the people that that's,
yeah,
that's
I'm actually holding back. I've got
so much. It was gonna be a long seminar then. An eventful seminar for sure, but damn, so I guess you guys have to be prepared for what's about to come.
I'm ready, man.
I'm just baffled. Damn, man. Well, you got anything to say to the viewers before we head off, before we let them go?
I'm just gonna keep it there, right? Any more and people's mind might explode. So
yeah, I can't even do an outro. I don't even know what to say to end this video, but basically thank you guys for watching. Appreciate you guys sticking by to watch this mess and just living through this moment. Like, subscribe, share the video, share the message, because at the end of the day, this is all about you guys, discovering you, helping you guys achieve the best version of yourself, your life, finding your way, not providing a way, just helping you find your way, I guess. So yeah, thank you very much for watching. Stay tuned, take care.
If you enjoy our content, thank you. If you want more, you can follow us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, TikTok. Head out to our website to find out about what we're doing up next at realitycreationtv.com. If you love the work that you do and you want to support us, you can support us through Patreon, Subscribestar, Crypto. All links in the description. I'm Joel Benisha from Reality Creation. Peace out.